You're listening to Ear Candy here on Local FM. I'm Mark O'Connor. We do a program of nice, upbeat, catchy pop rock songs. And what we're going to do now, inspired by some friends I do a show called The Probe with, we're going to play three songs from Canadian group Klaatu. That's a name that they took from the seminal science fiction movie The Day the Earth Stood Still. Not the stupid Keanu Reeves one that everyone hates, but the actual original. So three songs from Klaatu. This starts off with We're Off, You Know, here on Ear Candy.
Allowed to come are those who feel they can go right along with the master plan. And the only thing you got to bring is sitting there in your head.
Is that all? Well, that's all.
Well, that's all. Well, that's all.
So raise the sails and trim all the sheets. Set your course and jam all the cleats. We'll
so black.
It feels so good to be back at home. are going to make a dangerous claim about perfect family days out and fun everywhere, then we are listening. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yes, yes, you're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're broadcasting here at the UMB St. John campus. And we started off the show with the three tracks off of a group that came to some fame in the late 70s, Canadian group out of Toronto. They weren't really a touring outfit. They were more of a recording project. They were called Klaatu. That's K-L-A-A-T-U. And that took their band name from the alien character from the movie The Day the World Stood Still, the original, back in the 50s, black and white film. They released four records, I think, in total. We heard at the top of the show, We're Off, You Know. That was from their record, Hope. And then we heard Dr. Marvello, and that was off a record called 347 EST. I believe that might even be been their debut record. Hope was their sophomore record. And then we heard Magentalan, which I think is the title track off their fourth final Swan Song record. And what was famous about Klaatu, you can see they're a very ornate pop band, is that when their debut record came out, that 347 EST, some journalist somewhere back pre-internet age got the bright idea that, you know what, this is the Beatles in disguise. They got back together, recorded a record. They don't want all the hype and hoopla anymore, so they've put out a record as Klaatu, but I can tell, my ears are so finely attuned, that this is John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And all of a sudden, kind of obscure little Canadian band, I was thrown into the limelight. People were trying to figure out if they really were the Beatles. And of course, eventually somebody checked, I forget, the Library of Congress, wherever the true copyright and songwriting credits and stuff would reside, and found out that it wasn't John, Paul, George, and Ringo, and hey, it didn't sound like them anyway, truly. But they had their moment in the sun. They released a single off the record called Sub Rosa Subway that had some success. And their record label, Capitol Records, sure didn't strenuously object to this mistake. They issued statements that were very ambiguous that made people think even more, you know, our culture, sort of being conspiracy theorist inclined, jumped on. Certainly the music is good. I think it's quite marvelous. I hope you enjoyed it. Might play something from them in a future episode as well. I don't usually play three songs by one group in one show, but I just thought for those that didn't know the Klaatu story, hadn't heard their music before, that this would be a little bit of an introduction. We are going to change tacks altogether. Totally different sound. We're going to play something from Mother Mother off of their No Culture record called Letter. Something from Spoon off their Hot Thoughts record called Can I Sit Next to You? And something from UK group Kasabian called SPS. And SP, I assume, is Serge Pisano. He's the sort of mastermind behind the group, guitarist. Yeah, sort of a collection of more modern sounding pop songs. Here it is, Mother Mother on Ear Candy.
That my lover don't ever write me. Just to walk past me.
long, long away.
Next to me, get the stars out your eyes, come and bring them to me. I've been gone so long, I've been working on a plan, yeah. It's just that I've been down so long, I gotta give me my word. Next to you, can't you sit next to me? Oh. I walk to Memphis alone, 'cause you do it for me. I know you would. All the kicks from the sticks, all the kicks are in the room. I put all that aside, concentrate on you. All the kicks from the sticks, all the hits that we took, all them stitches we got, all our brains so good.
And that was SPS from Kasabian off of their record called 4813. 48:13. And you know what that is? That is the length of their record. That's what they named it. I love that song. I love Kasabian. But what a dumb album name, I gotta tell you. You know what they should have done is just riffed off of Spinal Tap and called it 11. That would have worked. Speaking of which, I guess today's show has this oddity of albums that have time references. So we started the show off with a Cloud 2 song called We're Off, You Know, and that was off a record called, so that's off of Hope. We had a song called Dr. Marvello, that's it, off their debut, which was called 347. So you can see that maybe Kasabian was inspired by Cloud 2 here. 347 EST, Eastern Standard Time. I don't really know what the date reference is. Maybe if we were back in the 70s when the record was released, it would be obvious. I think I might have to do some Googling, some internet research, and figure that one out. Yeah, that's kind of coincidental. Two records with kind of numbers as in their titles. In fact, when Cloud 2 released the record in Canada and this Beatles rumor came out about them, I think that their record label in the US, which was Capitol Records, made them change the name. I forget what they changed it to, but they said, you know, 347 is going to be too obscure a reference in the US. And of course, four decades on or whatever it's been, it's too obscure a reference in Canada, at least for this DJ. Don't know what it refers to. Anyway, that was SPS Kasabian. And before that, we heard something from the group Spoon. It was called Can I Sit Next to You off their record called Hot Thoughts. And then we heard Letter from No Culture. And that's Vancouver group Mother Mother. We're going to move on to a track from, we're just going to keep sort of with a pop vein. at least for a moment. I'm going to play something from the New Pornographers off of their record, Whiteout Conditions, which, you know, they're a Canadian band, so see, now that album title makes sense. Whiteout Conditions. Canadians get that one. Now, maybe if they release it in the U.S., they'll have to change the title to obscure a reference to Canadian weather phenomena. The Americans won't necessarily understand. That's not true. There's lots of American states that get winter, right? We're going to hear This is the World Theater off of Whiteout Conditions. And then we're going to hear I Can't Wait Forever. That's off the Tons record called Tons, T-U-N-S. And then something from the Jayhawks. Sublime record called Paging Mr. Proust. Proust, I believe it's how it's pronounced. A track, my favorite track off the record, probably. They've got a lot of good songs on that record, but Lovers of the Sun. So let's get going. Let's get going and have some New Pornographers. This is the World of Theater here on Ear Candy.
Bye. Passengers are reminded that a smile is actually a friendship signal, not a sign of weakness.
That's right, a smile is a friendship signal, not a sign of weakness. Little public service announcement there from one Emma Clark, voiceover professional. She came to a little bit of fame by doing some spoof voiceovers for the London Underground that created a little bit of a fuss. Anyway, the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. You're listening here live on Local FM, broadcasting under the Thomas J. Condon Student Center at the UNB St. John campus. You might be listening elsewhere, courtesy of the Community Radio Exchange Program on the National Campus and Community Radio Association website. So you might be listening in Sydney on Caper Radio. You might be listening in Norris Point in the heart of Gros Morne in Bombay, Newfoundland. You might be listening at CHSR up Highway 7 from St. John in our sister campus, the main campus in Fredericton. You could be listening on CKXU in Lethbridge. You might be listening in Nanaimo. You might be listening in Simon Fraser, Prince George. There's all kinds of places. It changes from week to week. Wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying the show, because we had a really great show for you. I'm terrible at impersonations. I need to stop that. So what we're going to do next is we've kind of had a kind of mostly a mellow program, some ornate pop with Cloud 2 and some more pop with Mother Spoon, Kasabian. And then we did some more pop. Kind of had a mellow tune in there in the middle. The last set, we had Lovers of the Sun from the Jayhawks off of Paging Mr. Proust. We had I Can't Wait Forever, that's Tunes, T-U-N-S, off the record called Tunes. And then we started that last set off with This Is the World of Theater, the new Pornographers, with off of White Oak Conditions. Their Twitter handle is kind of interesting. Their Twitter handle is The New Pornos. It's like, yeah, pornographer. That's the trouble with your name. You need to shorten it. I do find that funny. I'm amused. I'm just riffing off that. Well, let's play a little bit of rock and roll. There's this cover that Jack White did, I believe on his debut solo record. What was that debut solo record called? It was called Blunderbuss, which is a big, loud noise. A noisy gun, maybe. I forget. Cool word. He's found some cool words as titles for his records. So I know earlier in the program I was criticizing some album titles. Blunderbuss isn't one of them. I think it's brilliant. And he does don't know who did the original song. It's probably a 1950s song. You can hear the vibe in it. A track called I'm Shaken. Yeah, let's go for that. So we'll play I'm Shaken, Jack White. We'll see what else comes, but a little bit of a little more up-tempo rocking stuff. So from Blunderbuss, Jack White.
I used to stay. That I wobbled in my walk and I'm trembling. That's right, you got me shaking. When you take me in your arms to talk romance, my heart starts doing that St. Rita dance and I'm fancying. Yeah. Oh, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over. Sweating. Oh, yeah, you got me shaking, girl. A chill
Then along came Delilah and clipped his wig.
And it looks like you took me the same old way, so I'm nervous. Ship on the sea.
The
wind shakes the leaves on a tree. And I'm a nervous wreck and I'm all shook up. And that's what you're doing to me right now. And I'm jumping. That's right, you got me shaking. Oh, I'm jumping. That's right, you got me shaking.
I used to stay down south of town, where the road runs crooked and the lights are down, where the sun is hid by the hills and the trees, and the moon runs full whenever it pleases. Yeah. If you took the road up past the bend, an old house stood dark as sin. It smelled like the devil and a woman's tongue, untouched by the stars, untouched by the sun now. Deer up past the rails with a lamp and a knife and a rusty pail. I heard a voice, he was on the wind, so I followed it up on past the bend. Well, a light had shone in a window there. A woman, she stood in her underwear. I asked her name and what was going on. She said, I tell you, son, but it's far too long. Or I sing the words that I cannot speak. If you listen now, you'll find what you're seeking. Well, the song she sang held a truthful ring, but the truth just ain't what it used to mean. So I ran away and I drove to town to drink my fill and to get on down now. Well, my lover, she came as the bar was closed, so we drove on out down that crooked road. But I flipped my truck on a hairpin turn, and my lover, she flew like a broken bird. I heard her voice, it was on the wind. The song it sang held a truthful ring, but the truth just ain't what it used to mean. So I stumbled away through the grass so green.
Somewhere out there, the family. cello player. Go ahead.
Yes, Love of Your Life. That is the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That was just a kind of a B-side single leftover track from sessions for, I forgot what the record was, I'm With You or something like that. And before that we heard Feel a Chill, that's Blitz and Trapper. Listen, I've been giving crap to bands with bad album titles, so I know Blitz and Trapper is one of my favorites, but that song Feel a Chill is off their record called VII7. Come on. That's lazy, right? Seriously. Come up with a good title. And speaking of good titles, we started the set off with Jack White. I'm Shaken. I'm Nervous. I like how he kind of does that over the top. Is that a Brooklyn accent? I'm not sure. It reminds me of Bugs Bunny. I'm Shaken. I'm Nervous. Nervous. I wish it would knew that the original track, 1950s artist of some sort. Not sure who it was, but that's Jack White off of Blunderbuss. Yes, that's a good album title. All right, we're coming to the end of the show. I do appreciate your attention. I hope I've kept you company, spun you some good tunes, made you feel a little bit better about your day. I'm going to leave you with a track from Nirvana. That's right, Nirvana. And it was off their Unplugged in New York record. And I'm going to pose this question to you. What if you went to the mountaintop to visit the sage with the answer to what is the meaning of life, and you got to the mountaintop and all you found was a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds, what would you think then? Well, I know what I'd think. I'd think, hey, that's that Plateau song from Nirvana doing a Meat Puppets cover off of Unplugged in New York. Come back next week, and if you're listening elsewhere, check your local listings and times. You know where to find us, right?
Scaled the grand old face of the plateau. Some belong to strangers and some to folks you know. Holy ghosts and talk show hosts are planted in the sand to beautify the foothills, shake the many hands.
There's nothing on the top but a bucket and a mop and an illustrated book about birds. You see a lot of them. Who needs Jackson when you got words?
Fish with a mop, then you can't stop and look at what you've done. Plateau's clean, no dirt to be seen in the work. It was fun. Plateau. Some say it was Greenland, some say Mexico. Others decided it was nowhere except for where they stood. Those were all just guesses, wouldn't help you.